It's Todd Zwillick here with you on The Takeaway. You know, with everything going on in Charlottesville and around the nation this week, we decided we needed a little musical chaser. And thankfully for blues legends Taj Mahal and Kebmo, the blues are not meant to be a downer.
Hotter weather in the country, hotter weather down south, hotter weather in the Delta, hotter food tastes in your mouth.
Taj Mahal and Kebmo joined together to form Tajmo, and that's the title of their new album. It represents their generation's outlook on the blues, that it can lift people up in a political and cultural climate that often weighs them down. The duo is in New York City this week on their tour, and they stopped by our studio. We talked about how two of the most prolific blues artists of the day finally got together after decades of musical life. For Kebmo, seeing Taj Mahal play for the first time changed things.
When I look back at the history of Taj Mahal and how it's influenced me and many others, you know, from being a teenager sitting in the high school auditorium at Compton High in 1969 at 17 years old watching Taj Mahal play and going, what is this?
Yes, now I wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low.
This is really cool, and I've never heard this. Why? What is this? Up to the next 20 years, I tried to shake that off, but I couldn't shake it off.
You got infected, and you couldn't get rid of the infection.
I couldn't get an antibiotic. I couldn't get a Band-Aid.
No,
I couldn't chew the flavor out of it.
That's right. You could not chew the flavor out of that blues. I tell you that.
So I started playing the blues, and in that was an awakening about music and about what I was doing that was very valuable to me, even if I had never got the chance to play with Taj Mahal and be on the stage with him and in this room right now. It awakened me to something that was so deep inside me and inside the cultural and spiritual experience of me, my family, my people, the history of America, and all these things that kind of put me together in a better way than I was put together. So to be on stage with Taj Mahal now is a landmark accomplishment in life for me. It's like meeting the president. Every night, I can't believe it.
Same here.
I go like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we just said we were going to do this, and here we are.
Oh, we in it now. We can't.
Yeah, right. Can't swim back to the Mobile now.
We burned the ships.
All right. Let's get into some of the music now on the new album. This is one of the more traditional blues songs. It's called Duck Diving Blues.
There was whiskey, and I was a diving duck. If the real world was here, I was a diving duck.
Yeah, I'm the rhythm guitar, and Kev is doing the sliding. And it's the combination is like, you know, dangerous. To say the least, lethal to say the least.
Well, the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday. You know the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday.
Collaborations are your connections with different people. And all the different times we would run into one another, we'd have some conversation. And the next thing you know, we were talking about songs. And then pretty soon it was music that was recorded and we were going back and forth. And it just so happens that a lot of what we did is coinciding with the, you know, the political and social and cultural climate of the day, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the political and social climate. Where do you go with that? Is it something you talk about or just in the spirit of the music?
No, but the job of the blues is to take the blues off of people, okay? Not to give them the blues, you know. I mean, life will give you the blues, you know. Your woman will give you the blues. Your kids will give you the blues. You know, your neighbors, you know, the government will give you the blues. You know, but the job of the musician is to lighten that stuff up, lift it off of everybody, you know, and that's what we do. We come in And people just go like, wow, man, that's the best thing I ever heard. That was something I needed so much, you know, et cetera. But that's not what by design. We didn't come in designing that. But our job is to live.
It is our job as musicians, artists, citizens, janitors, teachers, ministers, shoe shiners, presidents, is to uplift the consciousness of the people you come around in some small way, if possible.
I want to ask the both of you about what's going on in America right now, because you're on stage all summer long, you're traveling around playing in front of audiences. Mm-hmm. You've said that blues lifts it off of you, and I understand that, but this is a hot summer in politics. Mm-hmm. Everybody's watching Charlottesville. We're all watching it. How are you feeling about America right now?
I feel like it's the same old America we've been having for the last 400 years.
Yeah, right.
But the profound thing about the now is that I think America has evolved, and the ugly truth about people who don't want to accept that group will fight to the death to remain in their ignorance, so to speak. To me, I like to think of it as the last vestige of extreme racism raising its ugly head and asking for help to be enlightened and to be taught in different lessons. I think it's a big cry for help, maybe.
The front part of what Kevin Moe said, this is business as usual as a musician. You know, I'm putting my music out there. And what we get back from the people that love us for what we do is like we know we're on the right track and that people are really happy. And they are showing up in droves this year to hear what we're doing. So it's helping soothe and put salve on some wounds and
that's
salve. With some salve. White cloverine salve on the back of the comic book. You know that one you used to be able to send away for? You're supposed to run around the neighborhood selling that.
Put some salve on it.
Put some tussin on it. Put that tussin on it.
Well, they're together. Their joint album is Tajmo. It's a pleasure. Taj Mahal, Keb Moe, what an honor. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure. Thank you, man.
Let's go drifting through the trees. Let's go sailing on the sea. Let's go dancing on the juke joint floor. Leave our troubles all behind and have a party so easily forgotten. All the most important things, like the melody and the moonlight in your eyes, and a song that lasts forever, keeps on getting better all the time. Life is beautiful, life is wondrous. Every star above is shining just for us. Life is beautiful on a stormy night. Somewhere in the world, the sun is shining bright. I get crazy, so afraid that I might lose you one fine day, and I'll be nothing but a tired old man. And I don't wanna be without you at the party, so easily forgotten. The most important thing is that I love you, I do. And I wanna spend my days and nights walking through this crazy world with you. Life is beautiful, life is wondrous. Every star above is shining just for us. Life is beautiful on a stormy night. Somewhere in the world, the sun is shining bright.
not the most important thing is that I love you. I do. And I want to spend my days and nights walking through this crazy world with you. That's right, baby. Life is beautiful. Life is wondrous. Every star above is shining just for us. Life is beautiful on a stormy night. Somewhere in the world, the sun is shining bright.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.